Good afternoon, y'all. Eddie Smith here with Country Road Entertainment. That's right. We're coming to you from about 1,100 feet above sea level at the desert floor with temperatures soaring over 110 today, I believe. That's right. Coming to you just from outside of Phoenix, Arizona. We are inside Studio CRE with Country Road Entertainment. Today, we got a great show planned for you, but you know, the news has been disturbing at best in the past couple days. And, you know, it wouldn't be right if we didn't at least acknowledge the news. So there's if everyone's been paying attention, there's a lot going on in Minnesota right now. And our hearts, prayers go out to the family of George Floyd. The good news is, the last time I checked, the officers have actually been charged. The fellow who actually knelt down on George, he has been charged with third degree, murder. And, looks like we also, he also faces charges for second degree manslaughter. So it's a good thing that we're seeing this, justice is being served. We don't, you know, the problem with the story though, is it kind of crosses into politics and we're not going to do that. We never do politics here. We don't mind talking about basic news. But this story is just so huge that we just wanted to touch on it for just a moment. And, again, you know, love and prayers to the family. It's just horrible, just sad. But folks, the violence, that's just, you know, all I'm going to say is, you know, protest, the whole world is listening. The whole world agrees, but burning down your neighbor's building and business is just, oh, that's rough, man. It's just rough. But the news is good. They are in custody. They have been charged. Justice has been served, and I think that's awesome. So that, let's switch to what we normally talk about, and that's country music. So that being said, we have a pretty cool guest on the show. Met him for the first time a few years ago. This fellow's in his early 20s. He went from 0 to 60 in his career. It's actually pretty cool. The best way I can say it, folks, is this guy comes into the scene, young feller, and then boom, soars right to the top. You know, it's in 2019, this fella had over 250 performances. Now, is that not cool or what? I'm telling you, that's the kind of people we like to talk on here. This is exciting. So I'm going to bring him in. Our guest today is Jacob Morris. He's from the Arizona region, and he's got a lot to tell us here.
Hey, Jacob, brother.
How you doing, man?
Good, man. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for letting me be a guest. I'm excited. Thanks for chatting.
Oh, dude, I'm excited. This is going to be great.
Thanks for that intro. That was such a very humbling intro, man. Thank you.
Humbling. You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, dude.
Does it go well with my dramatic lighting?
It does. No, it's fantastic. Absolutely. You look great, especially with that hat. That hat's fantastic.
I am wearing a Jacob Morris hat.
I thought it was John Mayer hat or Justin John Moore Mary, or someone. People always get the JM confused with something else. That's okay with me.
That's right. That's right. And of course, for those of you who are going to be listening to this broadcast as a podcast, there are some visuals here, but yes, I am wearing that. I'm like a walking commercial at 40 years old, you know.
Love it. I got to get myself a Country Road Entertainment shirt for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna get you in on we're getting ready to do pre-orders again on the hats. The hats. Cool. Where is it? Oh, it's over here. I used to have one over here, but my father came over the other day and took one. Our pre-sales, we sold when we did pre-sales, we basically bought X amount and we told the printer, hey, go for the order as soon as I give you a heads up.
Yeah.
Okay. They're like, okay, cool. I'm like, I want to make sure I pre-sell so many. Within one day between Instagram, Facebook, everything, every hat was sold.
That's awesome.
Except for this one.
That is awesome.
It was just lingering. And then my dad went and took it the other day.
He stole it away from you, man. It was too hot.
Well, you know, hey, listen, when your father's one of your biggest fans, you're not going to complain.
Yeah, you gotta let him have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
So let's talk about, like, I mean, dude, 250 performances last year over that. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. And you've been around, how long would you say you've been in the circuit now?
I've been full-time music for going on 5 years now.
5 years. So, and you're 23 now?
23. I just turned 23 2 weeks ago, and I started playing shows when I was 18. And a band that kind of played around, and I wasn't doing it full time, and I was just kind of getting the feel of leading a band and trying to make this work financially. And then, you know, I started 19 years old. I kind of kicked it off, created my business. Wow. And I started playing bars and restaurants and just worked my ass off trying to make money and write great songs and connect with an audience. And I've been really grateful and thankful that people have supported me the way that they have, and it's grown to everything we've done now. I've had a chance to play with Rebel Heart for a while. We played as Zona Road, and of course, you know, the Jacob Morris Band as it's been, has continued to go strong. So it's just an honor, man. I this is my favorite thing to do in the world, and it's a privilege I get to do it full time.
Well, any time you could do what you love to do and your passion, and you can do it full time, is a blessing.
For sure. I love it, man. Absolutely. Yeah, not like it. Not a lot of people get to do that. So no. it's an honor.
Well, I'm living or risking life and limb to do this full time. So
yeah, man, and you're killing it. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. friendly reminder. So since we are live, we will be taking comments throughout the show. And we have a Riley Yokoyama saying hi.
Oh, hi, Riley. How are you?
Riley's actually my daughter.
No way.
stepdaughter. I don't like to say stepdaughter, but.
Oh, I love that. Hi, Riley.
How are you? She's a super cool kid. Her dream is to be a singer in country music.
No way. Does she write too?
That's a good question. I just need her to practice, but.
That's all right.
If she's writing, I'm unaware of it at this time.
That's great though, man. Fantastic. She play guitar too, or are we just singing?
That it's funny you should ask. That is a fight in the house right now. Because I will buy her an acoustic. There is an acoustic hanging on the wall, and that's
I'm about to say, I see a ton of guitars back there. See, there's some instruments waiting.
Oh yeah, well there is one acoustic in the house right now, and that's my wife's father's, who passed away. Okay. No one's allowed to play with that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Matt Ferris walked in one day, took it off the wall, and played it, but he got a pass because Matt
Ferris. Right.
My wife was like, "No, it's okay." I'm like, "Cool, all right."
That's what. Whatever. I guess he's fine.
Whatever. You know. I'm just not allowed to touch it, evidently.
I got you.
The rule is until she masters the ukulele, I will not buy her a guitar.
Okay, good place to start.
Two ukuleles. She hasn't played a lick yet.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Those are very different. Tell you what, man. It's like two different worlds.
But it's a start. Well, no, well, if you start the ukulele, it's a step in that direction, actually.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's got
my uncle's been playing for, 40-some years.
Yeah.
And he's an amazing guitar player, but he actually tells people to start with the ukulele. Mm. Don't know why.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So I think it's probably a great way to fill your rhythm out, too. I mean, playing rhythm on guitar and ukulele, it's very, very similar. So that's where your trades are going to kind of cross a little bit. So it's
good place to start. Yeah. But I'll probably lose, and I know she's watching. I'll probably lose.
Well, thank you, Riley, for watching.
She'll probably get an acoustic very soon.
All right. We'll make it happen for her.
I say no, and then all of a sudden, stuff just happens.
Right. You know? By the way, are you enjoying being in my office / kitchen right now?
That's your office? Stop it, really?
I got a one-bedroom apartment here. Tell you what, it's a short walk to get beer. I'll tell you that much. It's been great writing songs here, and then popping right over there.
Well, you're in my tiny studio, which is actually funny.
I like it. It looks comfy, man.
Well, it does, but here's the funny thing. So a while ago, I sat down and we interviewed Southbound, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't want to do it virtually. They wanted to come out. So I'm like, guys, that's not going to work.
Same studio.
Same thing with Clint Williams. I'm like, guys, so they showed up and I had to move my studio into the great room of the house because the studio here is in the house. Yeah. It's a 12x12 room. I can't fit 3-4 dudes in there.
No, it doesn't work.
No. You know, and when we were buying this house specifically, we were looking for a place where I was going to have a second room that was the size of a great room just for the studio. But my wife fell in love with this house and I lost that fight. So
just like that, man. You got voted out.
But the cool thing is though, this room was gutted and remodeled into a studio just for me.
That's really cool. That's awesome, man. I love the setup you got in there too.
Thanks. But yeah, everyone comments. They're like, it looks a lot bigger on camera. I'm like, and then they walk in. They're like, holy crap. It's really
kind of tiny. That's right. You do whatever you can to make it work.
Exactly.
That's right.
So Anyhow, so as we were talking, so in terms of the shows and everything like that, you had mentioned that you've been working on some stuff recently, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So are you working on another EP, or what do we have got cooking at this point?
So, you know, it's kind of funny, right before quarantine happened, my last gigs were in Rocky Point, Mexico. Those are my last public gigs that happened before
coronavirus
kind of took everything away. And we're playing Wreck of the Reef, and literally on the ride back to Phoenix, we had just decided that we were going to lay down a deposit to go in the studio and start recording. And then kind of everything happened, and it was just like, financially we couldn't make it work. So, you know, for a while things were kind of looking grim, and we weren't sure what was going to happen. So in the meantime, in quarantine, I've had the band, we all have a studio set up in our place. So we've been recording demos, and I mean, in the meantime, I'm just writing. I mean, I've had these guys just track some stuff for me, and the good news is we're working on a release here probably in the next month for a song called Tennessee Honey. And a lot of the fans that have maybe been following me on Instagram or Facebook have heard me play this on my live streams. They've heard me play it. I've released a version of it, just me acoustic. But the version right now is sounding great, and putting things together, getting some overdubs ready. And I can't wait for people to hear the song. So that's in the meantime right now. And then once we get back to a little bit more of a normal playing field, the band and I will be back in the studio to release a 5-song EP, hopefully out before the end of the year. So
excellent.
Yeah, I've been a writing fool during quarantine. So
right on. Well, when you release Tennessee Honey, send it over, and if you want, we'll do a proper review for you.
I'd love. Oh, thank you, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Love
thank you. I'd love that.
Yeah.
And hey, if it sucks, rip it apart. I don't want you to go soft on me.
No, I'll tell you how I really feel.
Hey, tell me how you really feel, Eddie. That's right.
Now, speaking about COVID, let's talk about that. So you were in Vegas when Vegas started getting shut, right?
Yep. Yeah. So I came back. It was eerie, man. We were, like I said, I did those gigs in Rocky Point, came back, and then literally that night I flew to Vegas. My dad had a convention. So the plan was me to go to Vegas, hang out with my dad for a couple of days, and kind of take a little rest off. The first full night we were there, I remember being in the restaurant at the Luxor.
Okay.
And we were in the restaurant with everybody, and all the TVs were, you know, travel ban. Trump had just put the travel ban on to Europe. And then the NBA season got suspended. And I remember kind of looking around, and the sense that honestly I had and my dad had and everybody in this room felt was uncertainty. I mean, we were all in the same boat of just like, what in the hell is happening to our world? So it was scary times, and we were in this convention. My dad works construction, so it's the largest construction expo in the world, and we were there, and you're talking about thousands and thousands of people. And I remember being on a monorail getting to the convention center to go see my dad, and you're packed in like sardines, and the mood was very eerie. Obviously, you know, even when I was in Mexico, we knew about coronavirus, and I was down there with Steve Adler, who runs Arizoniacs, who helps me with my merchandise, and you know, we were being cautious, you know, shaking hands and then sanitizing and trying to be careful, but it had never gotten to that point yet. And so it was weird. And I remember flying home from Vegas. And when I landed in Phoenix, my phone connected to internet, and I got, a message from Tanner Siegfort, who runs all my booking. And we'd figured out that all these festivals that we were about to play were canceled. We were about to open up for Big and Rich. We were about to play Country Thunder for the first time as Jacob Morris. And as someone myself that's dealt with, you know, anxiety and depression, things, it was hard. It was really hard to deal with that for a second. And I wasn't alone. A lot of people are in that same boat, and we're in that same boat. And then I ended up getting sick, which was actually kind of I'm happy I did, because it kind of evened my mind for a second to realize what the importance was. You know, I love making music. I love playing shows, and that's my passion, but you know, thinking about my family, thinking about, again, at the time we didn't know what was going on with this virus, and try to make sure that the fans are safe, my family was safe, and even myself. I think that it was a good reminder of you know, why we were in that situation. And, so it kind of, I guess, evened me out a bit when I got sick. So I know you dealt with the same stuff too. So,
I was still can't believe that I was eventually hospitalized, and thank God for Dustin Lee and my wife getting me in there. Really glad I wasn't having a heart attack, but I cannot believe they wouldn't test me for COVID.
Yeah, that blows me away.
You know, I've had so many chest x-rays. I've had CTs. They just, whenever I brought up being tested, they just kind of laughed and said, we don't test.
Yeah.
That's coming from Banner.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm going to drop Banner Healthcare said, are you joking? No, we really don't test here, man. But yet now, all of a sudden, they won't let anybody in unless you're ill.
No.
You know, Dustin Howell's father was just in there being treated for cancer. He had surgery and everything, and he was there for several days and no guests. I have a cousin of mine who's in New Jersey. His wife was just admitted the other day. She had a bad seizure, and he cannot go visit her.
Mm. Yeah.
So they're not testing as much as I think they're claiming, but if you get admitted to the hospital, you're not going to have any company for a long time.
And I feel bad for, you know, especially like females that are pregnant right now, man. Like, giving birth, yeah. Imagine not, like, the father not being able to be in the room. And
can you imagine?
I can't. And, you know, my heart goes out to those people, because that's just such a terrible situation to be in, and not being able to share that experience. I can't imagine. So times are weird, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows when we'll get back to a sense of normal. You know, but through stuff like this and music and community, that's kind of been my theme with the recent shows that we've actually been able to play. Thank God. You know, I've just been saying to the crowd, like, you know, community, music, friendship and relationships, that's what's going to get us through this. And so can't be angry at each other. You know, I know we all have different beliefs on everything, especially right now with, like you said, the way the world is. But, you know, if we can't learn to talk and hug on our brothers and sisters and care for one another, we won't get anywhere. So.
No, I mean, it couldn't be. Yeah. I mean, you nailed it right there. And I mean, when you started the beginning of all of this and where people were freaking out and everything like that, and, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm in lockdown. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Everyone's stressed. And, you know, putting all things aside, yeah, these are all great things that are happening now that we're slowly opening up.
Yeah.
But just as you were leading into that, you were mentioning, you know, how great music is. And music to me is like everything.
Yeah.
Music can bring you so many emotions and happiness and everything like that. And that's why I'm in it. So no matter what happened in COVID, as long as we have music to hold on to, we will come back. We will be performing. But it's still here. You know, I don't know. Now I'm getting way deep, but
no, it's great. No. And you know, I've been trying to talk to some folks in Nashville and talk to, you know, friends here. And I think the three words I've been trying to say to people is and I read it in an article and I don't have the source of it, but it was rest, create and communicate. And that's, if you're in the event industry, if you're in music, that's the mode is, you know what I mean? Cause in a way, I mean, I'll tell you what, though quarantine sucked, not having income and not being able to play for people, having a time to rest. And for the first time I had, you know, weekends off where I could, you know, focus on my own time management and figure out, you know, parts of me that I needed to work on. I think that was such a huge way for me to, you know, continue to grow as a person, as a musician, as an artist, and then, you know, checking in on people and calling other people and FaceTime and just making sure everybody's okay. It was such a togetherness feeling. And I don't want to lose that. Even when we go back to normal, I think that should be something that sticks around. So, you know, I just encourage anybody that's in this situation, just, you know, be patient. It's going to suck for a little bit, but we'll get back to it and use this time to create the best music, the best product you can, because it will come back to profit back when we're, you know, in a normal time. So,
oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, when it originally started, I was freaking out. I literally, you can ask my wife, I just now got back onto like a normal sleeping, cycle in the past 3 days. Mm-hmm. But in the very beginning of this, I was up all night, every night trying to figure out how can I come up with good content? And I focused on that, and that's where I put my energy. And I, you know, for us, our numbers have gone through the roof.
I love it, man.
Like over 200% or 300%. Just skyrocketed. Followers are there, engagements are there. But that's what I did. I wasn't resting as much, but I was just like, how can I create more content? How can I create more that's going to entertain the masses? And we were, my wife and I were just celebrating before you and I did our sound check. I believe this is our 14th episode of this. And to us, that was a hell of a threshold, because this was kind of a idea that her and I came up with, July of 2019, and it became a reality during COVID.
That's awesome.
And then you consider the fact that we've done hundreds of live music streams over the years. So it's just like, wow, it's just, we're still going, you know?
Yeah. You guys were a big help too. I think the time I got to talk to you most was not this past February, but February before Chili Bourbon Festival.
Yeah, that video was awesome.
You guys did an amazing job with that, and thank you for documenting that show and allowing people to see that across YouTube. It was great, so thank you.
I have to say though, wasn't that cool how we opened with you and then closed with you at the end of it?
Yeah, too? It was great. It was awesome.
I just one of my favorite videos. It was just like. I'm always about, and that's why people comment about my life. I'm about the dramatics.
Hey, we're in entertainment. We got to be all about the dramatics,
exactly, right? Exactly.
You know. Wait, you said this is the 14th episode
of this? Yes,
that's my lucky number.
Is it really?
Yeah, 14th is my favorite number.
Really? So. All right, well, then this is going to be a great broadcast. Yeah,
love it, man. Thank you for
digging it. Awesome. Yeah. We got some questions. So we got some feeds going on over here, and cool. I have a Peggy Nora asking, she's from BC, British Columbia, very Canada. Cool. And she's asking, where are we and what part of Arizona? So, what part of Arizona are you in?
I am in downtown Gilbert, not far from Whiskey Row. I'm a fourth generation native.
That was way too specific, dude. That's how you.
That's true. That's true. I'm in Gilbert. I'm somewhere.
If you look up our address online, we're not anywhere near that address. not even remotely.
Doesn't work.
Since I got married and I have kids, I'm like, the address is over here.
Uh-huh.
It's miles. Our business address is like 4 miles from our home, at least. So wait, 5 miles. Different city, everything.
Where are you actually at then?
What the business is in Tempe.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, the business is in Tempe. I live only a few minutes from you. That's all I'll say.
Undisclosed location.
Undisclosed. I'm not in Gilbert. Actually, it's okay. Most people.
Yeah, I can't come and crash your house one time. Dang it.
No, we live in Mesa.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Now I'm basically right on the border of Gilbert and Mesa. So
we're in the part of Mesa they consider, they call it third party Chandler because it's basically Chandler. And it looks like Chandler.
Looks like Chandler.
Looks like, but it's just $90,000 cheaper to buy a house.
That's right, man. And I know we were talking before. Have you always lived in Mesa? Because I remember you said you moved from Jersey to here, and
I have
everywhere.
I divorced my ex-wife in December of 2009. I have moved. I lost. I can't. I think it was like 12 times since then.
Wow.
So I left her in El Mirage, and then I moved to where did I move? Glendale and Phoenix a few times. And then eventually after escaping from a prior engagement ended up in Chandler. So when you and I met, I was living in downtown Chandler.
Okay.
So literally we met
at Bourbon Jacks, right?
What's that?
I think we met at first at Bourbon Jacks.
Yes. We met over there when right after I started Country Road, actually.
Yeah.
But I literally lived, that the stage you played at the Bourbon Chili Festival,
mm-hmm.
Chili Bourbon, or whatever they call it, I literally could sit on my front porch and listen to the show. It was it was this from the my front door to that stage was like 150 yards.
Wow, you had a great spot.
Yeah, but once I got married, I'm like, oh man, it's just too loud. Yeah,
I know. Man, he had VIP for all the festivals, I'm sure.
I still do, actually.
You still got it.
I just don't. I haven't been attending lately. So it got to the point where, like, now my wife works for me. Because I was telling you before, we have not the government has not been good to Country Road recently. Yeah, so we part of the issue may have been, I don't know. We have multiple applications and we've literally just haven't had any calls, but what we did is we reincorporated. So I was a sole proprietor.
Yeah.
Now we are a full corporation and my wife owns a quarter of the company.
Got it.
There's a reason why I did that.
Yep.
Well, if you have a female that owns shares, it opens up way more doors of opportunity. It does.
Got to work the angles, man.
Yeah. The only person I trust 100% in this world is my wife.
Exactly. Yeah.
I became an expert at dissolving LLCs because of my ex-wife. Not even lying.
All right, cool. If I ever need it, I'll go to you. All right.
Okay. Got you. Got you, man. That's my
daughter. Appreciate it, brother.
Got you. We got Joanne Nelson. Not sure if you're familiar with her. Sends you a little heart palm.
Oh, thank you, Joanne. Appreciate it. Yeah, that palm tree's reminding me of why I wish I was at the beach right now.
Don't even get me started. I've already missed two of my planned trips. So I have an RV, and we planned two trips, one of which was to a country festival in Rocky Point, and haven't been there. I used to live in Mexico basically part-time. I had a home in Toya Bay.
Oh,
so I am getting itchy for some good food and some sun, you know?
Dude, tell you what, it's a good time down there.
Always that's right. So Riley's asking who your influences are in music.
Great question, Riley. Thank you. So I started making music. The very first country record I ever listened to was Joe Diffie. Rest in peace. I remember him. I know. That was huge for me, man. Literally the reason I played music today.
Diffie from us, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible, man.
It still hurts.
Yeah. And my mom used to, when I was a kid, would work out in the front room of our house. We run on the treadmill, and she would play the third Rock from the Sun record. And as a kid, that's all I played over and over and over again. So from that point on, Joe Diffie was a huge influence to my music and started why. And then the first band that I really fell in love with was Rascal Flatts, actually. It was my first concert. Really? Saw him in 2006. Jason Aldean was opening, and Rascal Flatts went and watched them. But when I started actually making music was because of Zach Brown and Eric Church. Those were the two guys, the two bands that blew up my headphones at all times. And I never stopped listening. Colder Weather by Zach Brown was the reason I'm a songwriter. That was the first time I remember being a freshman in high school and realizing like, oh, that's what lyrics are. Got it. Right. Oh, that's what it means to craft a story with words. And I started playing guitar fresh the same year because of Zach Brown and watching him. And you know, I learned how to play guitar I would buy the sheet books of the records, and then I would play the album front to back of Zach Brown Band, and I would play song to song, 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 song from front to back. And that's how I learned to play guitar. So I knew every single one of those tunes like the back of my hand, covered them several times. And, you know, to this day, I mean, those are still constantly thrown into our set list because of that. So, and then Eric Church, I mean, I remember the moment I went and saw him. It was 2015. I was with an ex-girlfriend of mine. We went to Talking Stick Arena, and I was kind of a casual fan. And I remember the moment that the concert opened up and the drum kit fell from the ceiling. And I that moment will be stuck with me forever. And I had a sense of what it meant to be an entertainer and to command a stage and own a stage. And that says a lot, especially for someone like Eric Church, who isn't somebody who runs around or is dances or is flashy, but he owns a stage. And that's something that I've always tried to do is every single show is that, you know, I don't consider myself a singer or a songwriter or a guitar player, especially, but I've always put entertainer first because my job is to allow people to feel good. And when you come to a show, I want you to not be distracted by your work week or what the hell's happening in the world. I want you to enjoy and you know, laugh with your friends, throw a few beers back, whatever that is, and to allow yourself to have a good time. I've learned from those guys, and these are my biggest influences in music.
Outstanding. So, and I like how you emphasize the entertainer portion, yeah, because that's exactly what your job is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To entertain, you know.
Yeah. That's
mine too, which by the way, I'm sorry, that's a lot of pressure on us.
It is. No, 100%.
It's huge.
And it is. And I'll tell you, the hardest lesson I've learned is that it's hard to make people feel good if you don't feel good yourself.
Exactly.
And so that's why mental health has been a big part of my platform and my being is making that, you know, kind of remove the stigmas. My first single was a song called Storm, and I worked with a suicide awareness group out of Scottsdale. And my entire goal is to make sure that people aren't afraid to talk about that stuff because we're human. It's going to happen. We're going to have times where life doesn't feel right. But mm-hmm. if you talk to people and you have great folks around you, that's what makes a difference. So, yeah, that was a hard lesson to learn. But, you know, it's just more important to make sure to take care of yourself and you will impact others in such a better way. So.
Excellent.
Amen.
And for those of you just joining, because we see the numbers fluctuating, welcome. We are live on the air with Jacob Morris out of Gilbert, Arizona. And this is Inside Studio CRE. We're part of Country Road Entertainment. Be sure to hit that like button. It shows us that you love us, and that's what tells Facebook and YouTube that you like us, so they keep showing our content to everybody.
Right, baby.
You know,
hit that like button.
That's it. And be sure to hit the follow on YouTube. I'm sorry, the follow on Facebook and on YouTube on Country Road Entertainment and Inside Studio Series. Subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. It's free. And every time we put up a new video, they will send you a notification. And the cool thing, and I love it, that, you know, Jacob was, we were talking earlier, he actually watches our Country Road Entertainment channel. And we were starting to put these interviews on there, but then we decided it just needed to be separate. There's Country Road Entertainment's YouTube channel is pretty unique in the sense that when we go to a show or we're going to be meeting up with a band, we take you with.
Yeah.
And if that brings travel, vlogging, or whatever they call it, to a whole nother level. We want you like to see what it's like to be with the band, to see that venue that maybe someday you might want to hit, and so on. So,
yep.
It's awesome, let's see, man. Here. We got a comment here from Andrew Chipman.
Chip. Nope. Hey, Chip is a thanks, Chip. I love you, man. Chip is actually a great songwriter. He lives in Nashville, and he's been writing a few tunes with me. So thanks, Chip. Right, thanks, man, for watching, man. He's a talented dude right there.
Well, I'll have to check out. Hey, Andrew, get a hold of me.
Come on, man. Got to get you on CRE.
Yeah. I love talking to those. Now, Arizona's got a ton of great talent, but I love meeting these guys out in Nashville that you talk to, and it's like, kind of reminds me when you talk to Donnie Grubb. You're recording an EP or a single, and these guys out in Nashville are playing guitar, or they're playing the drums, they're recording themselves separate into that track.
Right.
And it's amazing. People don't always realize it's like, hey, you could be listening to this track, this killer track, and they're like, who's that guitar player? And dude's out of Nashville or just somewhere else in general. You know, so, it is so, there's so much talent out there. Yeah. And it's this day and age, I find that it's both easy and difficult at the same time to see that talent or to recognize it. Because, I mean, you go back to the days where, you know, with Napster, with music and the free downloading and everything, and now everyone's fighting for that 20 cents off of iTunes and everything. So a lot of people are really, unless they're really paying attention to social media, a lot of these talented musicians and these talented songwriters are getting kind of lost in the shuffle, and it really sucks.
Yeah.
You know, I'll probably talk to you call him Chip, and I come to find out I probably know a bunch of his music, but because of the way the music industry is now, it just kind of gets lost sometimes.
Yeah, man, change real quick. I mean, and you think about like before the internet, you'd actually would.
And this cracks me up. Andrew actually knows what I'm talking about.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, right on. I see. I like this guy already.
Yeah, Chip's great, man.
That's awesome.
He's one of my favorite people to get a beer with. You got to have him on the area. But, you know, before the internet, you know, to be recognized as a talented guitar player, songwriter, artist, whatever it was.
Right.
I mean, you really had to put in that work, and you had to make those connections and be out there, you know, hand over foot, you know, making those things work for you. And then, you know, when things like Instagram and Facebook and Vine, I mean, Vine was a huge shakeup for the music industry too, to, you know, have somebody like Shawn Mendes, who was starting to just, you know, put 6-second videos of him singing on the internet. And next thing you know, he's got a record deal. And it's like, you know, what a jump that is. And so what happens is just the waters have become so muddy, and it's a different game to be recognized now. And it's a different type of hard work. And I guess you kind of have to do both nowadays, which is crazy.
Well, you got promotion now is so hard. And I have to admit, like we do promotions as a service with our company, with Country Road, and we have actually, and I admit it, I have been bringing in other people to assist us with our clients now, because it's changed. It's constantly evolving. And I'm like, how can I run this company? Come up with content, because we want to do these fun videos, but at the same time, we have to do this shooting, and we have to do the PR work for the bands that hire us. And there's these guys out there that are just rocket scientists when it comes
to
promoting.
They got to figure it out, man.
If I told you how the marketing that we've done lately, there is a whole formula that this guy sat down and explained to me, and I started doing it. And then like within 12 hours, not even that, it was probably 6 hours, the results were ridiculous. I'm like, Holy, yeah. Now I feel like I'm becoming like a dinosaur.
Well, no, and like even I feel that way. Like hearing people talk about like times you got to post, you know, there's different things about how to find engagement. You have to, it's a formula, just like you said. And yeah, it's helpful to have somebody kind of come in and start helping you out. That's a big change. I'm glad you guys have found that too.
Well, the formula works. In one day we had over our engagements were like 10,000 or 7,000 or 10,000 in one day.
Yeah.
How I was like, holy Christmas.
Yeah.
Country Roads, a new company now.
Changes up the system a bit. So Joanne just started listening.
Wow. So Joanne Nelson, for those that are listening and not actually watching, Joanne Nelson states that she's from Los Angeles. I have to admit, recently started listening to country music, loving it, and love the lyrics, usually so visual. And Joanne, you nailed it. Mm-hmm. Country music is about storytelling. You know, that is the origin of it. Like I can't do, sorry, I will say we hate pop country on this channel for sure. But country music is supposed to tell a story, and you just you picked it up. It's so great. And actually, here in a moment, we're going to take a break, and we're going to let Jacob play one of his originals, Joanne. So hang on for that. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
It's super visual too, so I got you pegged.
There you go. The Riley says that she loves Shawn Mendes.
Me too. That dude is talented AF, as the kids say, I guess.
I don't understand what
this is. It's all right. I just try to be cool. Dude, I don't get any of it. I just try to be cool, Eddie. That's all I'm trying to do.
No, I hear you. They're like, my daughter translates for me, but the funny thing is when I try to talk like her,
she's annoyed?
No, she doesn't get annoyed. She laughs at me.
Oh, okay. Got it. That's better. Better.
No. She's cool. I'm not sure what this is. Tyler?
Oh, that's Tyler. What's up, Tyler?
What are those goats right there?
That goat. I think he's calling somebody the goat. I think he's calling you the goat, bud. Greatest of all time.
Is that a good thing?
That's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Okay.
Promise.
I'm having flashbacks to, okay, so my daughter's 15, right?
Yeah.
When I was her age, I bought the Adam Sandler album, What the Hell Ever Happened to Me, or What the Hell Happened to Me?
Yeah.
And I had the talking goat. You're 23. You haven't heard that before?
Nope. Yeah, that's a new one. That's a new one.
Explain. How old were you when in 95?
I was not born yet.
Okay. All right. All I can say, I can't go into it because this is.
Is it family friendly? Not family friendly?
It's explicit.
Got it. Got it.
But when go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Do Adam Sandler talking goat. And then I want you still have my phone number, right? I'll text you my number in case you don't have it. I want you to call me when you have watched the entire, you're going to listen to it because it's audible. When you're done listening to it, you call me.
Talking goat.
Talking goat.
Okay.
Yeah. But I showed her that. So my daughter is like slowly becoming like, you know, my wife is my best friend.
Yeah. Ruth. That should be.
My daughter, my stepdaughter and I are like super close. So, you know, something like that, because, you know, obviously she wasn't born. So I showed her something that I had when I was her age, and the reactions, like if I had a reaction YouTube channel, it would have been the bomb. She lost her mind laughing. It was hysterical. You have to watch it. We can't, I wish they could play it on the air, but yeah, that's the good status.
That's for the late night show, right?
Late night show. Someday we'll have one of those. So Joanne, looking forward to your song.
Awesome.
Chip says Tom Brady. I think he's got to be talking about you. Cannot be talking about me.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not Tom Brady, that's for sure. I can't throw a football to save my life.
Well, I'm going to say, I mean, the only place I'm famous is in my own mind. So. my wife says hello.
Hi, Carly. Is this your wife?
Yeah. You.
Have I met her?
I think you met her for like 10 seconds at the.
It was probably fight. Brief.
Very brief.
Well, Carly, I'm looking forward to talking to you and having a chance to actually get to meet you.
Actually, I think, you met her briefly at Jack's before that festival.
Oh, okay. Got
for like 10 seconds. You and I were saying hi, shook hands. I was at the bar. I introduced you to my wife. And I actually, at the time, we were dating. We weren't even married.
Wow.
So Chip says in layman's
terms.
Justin Timberlake. What the hell? Justin Timberlake, number two. Got to run, guys. Really? He leaves on that note.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Chip.
Oh, my wife with that one. Not met you. Okay.
Not met you. Okay. Well, we'll meet in the future. Okay. Tell you what. soon enough. We'll make it happen. You whiz that thing.
Whiz that thing.
Hey, Greg.
Oh, Greg knows. You know, he's quoting the Talking Goat.
Is he got Talking Goat? He knows. Yep. I got to catch up. I got to watch.
You got to catch up.
All right.
Let's switch gears here. We're at the 40-minute mark. Why don't we play some? Play one of your singles.
Yeah. This one's going to be the single. Hopefully, you're going to release here in the next month, and we're working on getting everything tracked right now. But I wrote this tune with one of my main co-writers, Richard Rendy. He had texted me this idea when I was at the gym, and it was a song that he'd written with this guy, Juan Evaldi, who lives back east, back in New York, actually, I believe. And he had this idea called Tennessee Honey, and trying to talk about Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey, but maybe sipping with a girl like a Tennessee Honey. So there you go. This has been really fun, and people loved it. So hope you guys like it.
All right. So this is Tennessee Honey. Take more of it.
Was that?
Oh, I was gearing you up. You're good.
Sorry, man. Hey,
my job is done.
I love it. Dive bar as dark as the hole in my broken heart. Hate to prove ain't enough to change my mood. Red hair and green eyes. She slides on the stool and smiles real wide. Her slow draw asks for wanna taste something new. She orders around a Tennessee honey. Just loves being a joke that ain't very funny. It's time to wash down the bitter with something sweet. Well, I don't know what they put in it, but life's sure looking better by the minute. Now that this Tennessee honey's loving on me. Ooh, 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 Tennessee honey. She's been burned twice, but she ain't done rolling the dice. Man, a girl like her don't need any luck, no. She pouts her lips, a red stained glass waits on her sip. This potion is flowing, but it's her kiss that gets me drunk. She orders around a Tennessee honey. This love's been a joke that ain't very funny. It's time to wash down the bitter with something sweet. I don't know what they put in it, but life's sure looking better by the minute. Now that this Tennessee honey is loving on me. Ooh, 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 Tennessee honey. Ooh, 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 Tennessee honey. Looks like the bottle's half empty. She says it's half full. Drink this one down and have the bartender pull another round of Tennessee honey. Cause love's been a joke that ain't very funny. Time to wash down the bitter with something sweet. Well, I don't know what they put in it, but life's sure looking better by the minute. Now that this Tennessee honey is loving on me. Ooh, 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 Tennessee honey. Ooh, 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 Tennessee honey. Pour me Tennessee honey, baby. Pour me Tennessee honey, baby. Pour me something sweet. Pour me Tennessee honey, baby. Pour me Tennessee honey, baby. Pour me something sweet. It's called Tennessee Honey. Brand new.
Like it. Now, when do you think we can expect that one? You haven't recorded that one yet, right?
We're halfway through it. So the goal right now is probably put it out right before 4th of July, because we want to have people singing on their boats and for their parties. So, so right. Hopefully, I think July 3rd is the expected release, and at least the date we're shooting for. But we'll be updating people on Facebook, Instagram, all the socials, and making sure we let people know when it's coming out. So we're excited
for that one. Outstanding. And well, hopefully our partners over at the Ride 94.1, yes, Carol and Mindy, I'm calling you out, get your hands on that single and get that bad boy on the radio for them.
The Ride is the only radio station in Arizona that's played my music before. So I love The Ride and one of my favorite stations here.
No, we love them. We got a great relationship with them when we are ecstatic. Actually, I don't even think we've officially said on the air that, yes, Country Road Entertainment has partnered with the Ride 94.1.
Well done.
Yeehaw.
Come on.
You know, awesome. I'm excited. Now, if they would let me come to the studio and record this one.
I'm sure we can make it happen. Sure we can make it happen, Eddie.
I wonder, do you think that this talk show would be fun on the air on 94?
Absolutely it would be.
Well, Mindy, let's make that happen after the season. Yeah.
Let's do it. We can make it happen.
Let's see here. Oh, my daughter loves your voice.
Oh, thank you, Riley. That's so sweet. Thank you.
You would be surprised. So I have family all over the country. A huge family.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised whether they're immediate family or not. How many of my relatives watch from like New York, New Jersey?
No way.
That's awesome. It's crazy.
Just giving us more places to tour, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tyler, thank you, buddy.
Right on, right on.
Love it.
Joanne Nelson likes it. Joanne, I it's too bad you're in LA because, you know, he's not playing on any stations there, but his music, just like anything else, once it's up, you can find it on, you know, Apple and iTunes,
Spotify,
and
all that,
you know.
Shebang.
Oh, yeah.
So we've right before quarantine, again, we're looking at playing a few places out in California. So played LA a few times, and we're looking at coming to San Diego, San Francisco as well. So we'll wait for that to come back. So we'll see you then, Joanne.
Jimmy Barney likes your song.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it so much. Means a lot. Hey, Taylor. I think it's a high school buddy of mine. Thanks for tuning in, man. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much.
Uh-oh, is that?
That's my mom. That's my mom.
Howdy, mom. How you doing?
She's coming in, and she loves the hashtags. She loves those hashtags, man.
Hey, I'm all about the hashtags.
Me too. They help out.
I'll tell you, it still blows my mind. You ever try to search yourself?
I have a few times to see.
Isn't it kind of creepy when you search your name or your company name, like, you know, whether it's Jacob Morris Music or in my case, and all of a sudden I'm everywhere and it's like, oh.
Yeah. My life is on display.
Well, you know what cracks me up? And I'll tell you this, you want a real laugh?
Yeah.
So, as you know, I'm on my second marriage and probably the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Awesome, man.
But, we often laugh because when we bought this house, turned out we were like less than a mile and a half. I think it's literally like a mile and a half from where my ex-wife and her husband currently live, straight down the same street. So I was really upset about that at first because that woman made my life hell. But the thing is, over the years, she's made multiple complaints about me on Facebook groups and everything like that. And, you know, and I've been contacted and let known that she has complained. And if she's listening, because I don't care, I don't block anyone, you know, they all informed me of this and they all said the same thing. Eddie Smith has never done one thing wrong and he promotes country music and we like what he does. So they all gave her the ultimatum. If you don't want to see him,
don't watch.
Well, or just leave the groups.
Exactly. Like, just but
can you imagine with the amount of advertising we do in this area?
Yeah.
Can you imagine you wake up and you see the one person you hate more than anything in the world? That makes me so happy.
That's what you work for right there.
Dude, I got cleaned out in my divorce. So let me tell you something.
Oh, man.
That kind of thing makes me feel good.
It makes you feel good.
You're never going to get rid of me, honey.
It's all about the small wins. Tell you what. It's all about small wins.
Well, you can't even go to Vegas. I have connections, you know, all over the Southwest, and there's advertising. That she goes to Vegas. She's going to see something about me.
Right, right.
You go to Colorado, which is where her family's from. You're going to see something about Eddie.
You're in Denver, man. Shoot. That's for me with songs, man. It's like, you know, all these songs have come from ex-girlfriends, so I'm hoping that they hear them one day.
Well, see, remember how we were talking about Howard Stern before we went on the air?
Yeah, love Howard.
Howard, although he has a good relationship with his ex-wife, but he's the same way.
Yeah.
He's going to spread himself. That sir, is, you know, and I've said this before, he is my idol when it comes to being, he has to be, everyone focuses on the wrong thing with Howard going back to the 70s and 80s. Howard Stern is the
pinnacle,
best, most pinnacle music broadcast interviewer ever.
Yes, absolutely.
100%.
And I
want to see a good interview. So people have been telling me for 10 years, I need to have a radio show. Okay, here we go. We got a podcast and we stream video. But let me tell you, my influence has always been Howard Stern.
Love it, man.
Man is amazing.
He is.
Oh, you know.
Some of my favorite musical performances have come from his show too. I remember they've so many, like even recently there, whoever's running their sound or their engineer in the booth, whatever, they have great sound. He knows how to always been
too. His sound engineer.
I imagine.
I think it's Benji.
Is he the sound engineer?
Maybe. I thought he was. Although due to COVID, I have to admit we had to turn off Sirius.
Oh yeah, it's expensive.
Dude, $25 a month.
Yeah, you gotta prioritize times like this, and that's
right.
That's part of it. Part of it. We got to give up some things. But when I used to drive to California all the time, I would put Howard Stern on those 6 hours, man, and that's what I would listen to.
Well, when I would go to Mexico all the time.
Yeah,
that's all I listened to. You know,
it was fun. It was fun radio, and it was it made you think. I don't know. Just he would provoke questions, and sure, like a lot of his stuff was poop humor and funny, but it was, you know, also provoked cool things, and I loved it. He was a good voice for the times. He always has been. So props to Howard. Well,
and you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, we with the poo poo humor, we kind of skate along some of that on this show all who cares?
It's uncensored. Why not? Like that entices people, man. Censorship isn't that fun.
Well, and people ask me, like, because there's been swearing on the show. Do you have a problem with swearing? I don't have a problem with swearing.
But it's time. I have a problem
with if it's in the right context and it's not excessive. I remember when Howard Stern launched, because that's I signed up for Sirius literally weeks before, like right around the when we knew that it was going to happen. We signed up for Sirius. Hooked up my house, all my vehicles, everything, and I was ready. And within the first week he was on the air, everybody was dropping the F-bomb, and he brought in his entire team, and he said, okay, hold on.
Let's talk just back.
Because we're not censored
doesn't mean that you can just...
Cuss and swear the whole time. And he says, you can do that, but you'll be looking for a new job tomorrow, so just keep it under control.
Of course.
He was ticked.
Like, that's great.
I don't think, and they played it on that. I don't know if they do it anymore, but then you could watch the kind of like this.
You had the visual.
The visual, you could watch it on Cox on demand.
Yeah.
And I watched that episode, and I don't think, because I've been listening to him since I was 10, 12 years old.
Yeah.
I've never seen him that pissed.
Yeah. No, he's always been good at keeping his employees in line. And I think it's great. I mean, I didn't know that story, but that's awesome that he did that. Because I think that's very true. Yeah. It's like, you know, profanity, it's whatever. If you would like to say it, that's fine. But make sure that you use it in the right context. Don't let it be demeaning to somebody else's, you know, 100%. Being because of it. So.
Well, the thing is I don't think any of the fans on Sirius mind if you cuss. But if you're dropping the F-bomb every 3 seconds, you're going to lose listeners.
Yeah, of course. People don't want to just hear that just for no reason. They want to if it brings a comedic element, you know, it's different.
Exactly.
So
Carly, she says, please tell me you're a George Strait fan.
Who's that? I'm just kidding. Of course. Yeah, I love George Strait.
All right.
No, absolutely.
What is your favorite, your number one George Strait song of all time?
Probably. So it wasn't a classic one, I'd say. But when I was growing up, there was an album he released. It's one of his newer ones, but it's called I Got a Car.
Uh-huh.
I just remember this. It was a great
cover of that song.
Do you?
Have you heard my voice? I mean, come on. You know, I used to be a singer, right?
I don't think I've ever heard you sing, though.
No,
I don't think I never have.
The last person to get me on stage was the first person in like 2 years, and that was Johnny Grubb. And this was, I have to ask my wife. It was the same day that Johnny Grubb had me on his podcast.
Okay.
And Kit were interviewing me. And, That I got to tell you that story. That was kind of funny. But they made a big scene, and they had me because my last band back in my mid 20s, we were definitely a cover band, but it was mostly Johnny Cash.
Okay,
you know, over time, we did some other stuff, but I actually had a pomp I had the chops. I had the long black duster. I did the whole thing.
That's awesome.
We did it for years, and
that's great.
He got me up there, and it was Folsom Prison Blues, and I couldn't believe, because I just haven't been on stage that much since my divorce, and we had a packed dance floor going at it, and I was like,
that's always a good song to fill up the dance floor. That's a great tune. Yeah.
And it was just like, it felt good to do that. And I got brought up on stage a couple years beforehand, and I was drinking with said musician. Said musician got me heavily intoxicated. So the musician brings me on stage, does not tell me there are no monitors and they're using earbuds, and I humiliate.
You can't hear it. Oh. Yeah, that's the rough part about it. Because my band's all in ears too. And it's always, you know, difficult if we have somebody come up on stage. It's like, oh yeah, you're not gonna be able to hear anything that you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. What do we got here? Carly wants to know if you've seen Pure Country.
That's the movie with George Strait in it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think I have. It's been a long time, and I probably would suffice to see it again.
But ironically, I never saw it I don't know why. I just never saw it, and she made me watch it before we went. And, we did a whole vlog where we went and saw. What is going on with my camera?
You went out of focus. I think your camera's intoxicated. Did you give your camera a shot?
No. Carly, if you're listening, the Canon, it needs a shot.
It needs a shot.
Fireball or patties, whatever.
Oh, I can't do Fireball, man. God bless you. Fireball.
Dude, it's just making me fat. I put on like a half. I probably put a half an inch to an inch on my waist
because of Fireball.
No, just because of COVID.
Oh well, yeah. Quarantine 15. You know, that's the thing.
Oh, dude, my wife is so awesome. Like, it was so dead for a while there. She just made sure I had stocked beer. So basically, even with the pool at 60. Oh, she's so sweet. No, honey, that was a joke.
Did you see the shot for the camera?
Yeah, well, my wife is the bartender during all the shows.
That's the quickest bartender I've seen in a long time. Oh, she's great.
No, she's actually on. Oh man, she's tell you that's why she's partner.
No, love it.
Yeah, well, we're bringing back the schedule. She actually runs the schedules now for the state.
Okay, cool.
But she's been hesitant about that. And by the way, folks, if any of you are in the state of Arizona, we started and we are known for having the listings for all of local live country music in the entire state of Arizona and Rocky Point. And we're bringing it back, but we beg of you to consider supporting us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/countryroadentertainment. You can support us for as little as a buck a month. It helps us keep going. The listings alone. We did a poll as the state of Arizona started opening up to see if Arizona still wanted it. The public has said, yes, we've gotten answers online. We've gotten tax calls, emails, and that's fine. Understand that is 10 to 12 hours a week in labor for one person to do that. And then we're doing all of the videos and everything, of course, on it. So, you know, help us out. This is what we do full time. We are viewer supported. That's how all of this is driven, you know, and funded. So y'all spent $5 on that app to play Candy Crush. So you like, if you're in Arizona, you like those local live listings, you know,
support.
It's a dollar you could do. And then for all of you, you know, nationwide, I know we got watchers and listeners as far as Australia, you know, we appreciate you on there too. The same benefits and perks, you get free stuff with it too, which is great.
What's better than that?
You know, and we got uncut footage, like, you know, when we go, and Jacob, you haven't been privy to this yet, but when we have done on-site interviews and we have scrap footage, all the bloopers and everything that get cut out.
Goes on Patreon?
That's where it goes.
Love it.
Yeah, see? Like we released one, what was it, the Vegas one when we did George Strait. We actually ended up making that public on YouTube just because it just still makes me laugh. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to put one out there. And it's like 3 minutes of me just being, like, looking foolish. It's amazing.
Hey, so, that's the best kind of entertainment, man. You got to make fools of ourselves, right? Yeah.
Well, you have to, dude, like, literally, you can see me doing mouth exercises. I'm trying to close the video, and I'm like, four takes into it. I'm like,
yeah, whatever. Fine. We're good.
And my wife is just looking at me because I'm doing it at her face. The camera's right at me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm so done. Let me finish. Then you have a scene where like diesel trucks keep trying to go by me as I'm trying to do an opening to another video.
So it's just audio's trash. It's like you can't do anything right.
Well, the one what's funny is I cut it off too short in the blooper because I panned my head, and if you read my lips, I was cussing at the drivers going by with the diesel trucks. Beautiful stuff.
I mean, I hear you.
Yeah. But hey, it looks like we're right about out of time. Big thanks to our sponsors. You have the Ride 94.1,
yeah.
RDE, which is our partner in action now. Sponsors like Tom Ryan Saloon, Good Time Charlie's, and all the band sponsors, and even the folks out there that are just, you know, listeners and everything. We appreciate you on Patreon. We have everyone from Highway 260's, Marble Heart, David Voss, The Big Country. Let's just give them all a shout out real quick before we
go. They're all rolling. There we go.
There we go. So Highway 260 Band, Marble Heart Band, Murphy's Hideaway, David Voss and Big Country, Eddie Joe Clark Band, Josh Roy, and the Heber Ridge Band. We appreciate y'all. And no pressure there.
I know. I gotta become a Patreon member.
I know. I love it though.
We'll get you on there, man.
Hey, dude, this has been great. This has been a whole lot of fun. Dude, thanks for coming on, man. This was a blast.
Thank you for having me. Seriously, thank you for allowing musicians and artists to have a platform like this to talk and just have a little fun. And you know, let's keep doing this. It's fun, man. It's just great to,
100%.
You know, continue being creative and talk. So it's a blast. It's an honor. Thank you for having me.
Well, I think in honor of this interview, I think we're going to repost the Chili Bourbon Fest video from last year.
Why not? I'll share it out.
That video was so much fun to put together. And Shadow Road, Jamie, Shadow Road Band is not a Shadow Road Band's not a patron supporter. Nice try though. Sweetheart, we're giving shout outs to our sponsors. So but yeah, let's get that back. That video was awesome. I mean, When we were putting that together, we were editing that in the studio. I'm like, let's bring this up and like just for like 2 seconds of Jacob and then kill into the music vlog. And then at the end, actually show the finale, the performance. Thing. It was beautiful.
We had a great time that show. That was such a fun time.
Now that I think about it, cause I'm seeing your mom in the chat here. Yeah. I think he was one of the people sharing the hell out of that video at the time too.
Oh, she shares everything with my name on it. So I guarantee he was on there. My mom's the number one fan for life. So,
hey, at least listen, my mom says it, but my mom, I don't think she's ever watched one of these shows yet.
What?
I think she's seen a couple of our YouTube videos, but now from what I've,
hasn't got the live yet.
Yeah. You know, my dad just wants free stuff. he's watched a couple of them. Oh, here's mom again.
That's right.
Support.
Always there. Yeah, she's. We got to get her a band mom tee or something like that.
There you go. Actually, send me your size. We'll send mom a shirt.
There we go. Perfect.
There you go.
We'll get Mama Morris a shirt.
There you go. Now, actually, do we have Jacob? Did you sponsor the T-shirt last year?
I don't think I did. I think I missed the boat. I missed it.
You know, that happens. So we send out messages and some people just miss it. And like 3 months later, they're like, am I on the shirt? I'm like, No,
I don't think it was. Oopsies.
Got to get you for 2020.
That's right. 2020.
2021. 2020.
Okay.
The shirt that I'm wearing.
It goes into the next year.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll start doing that probably early September. We'll start.
Cool. You know,
and all the, well, if you're a patron and if you're at the mid platform, you'll see it in there. You're automatically added to it every year.
Nice.
We don't even
nice.
Call you. You're just on it.
Sweet, man. We'll get you on.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
See, now you got another fan right there.
Oh, she says that she's saying, I don't know if to look.
I think I'm friends with you.
Okay, hold on. Before I let him go, let's
see. You're going to front my mom on Facebook.
I'm looking. Kelly Morris. We are friends on Facebook.
No way. Yeah, already. She's already been a fan. Look at that. Awesome.
She's laughing. Maybe mom needs to become a patron.
That's right. We'll get mom on the patron board. I guarantee. I don't think she knows what patron is, but I'll get her on it. I promise.
You know what's the thing is? I didn't know what it was until 2-3 years ago.
Patron, yeah, me neither.
Well, patron was developed for all the creators and even like musicians like yourself use it.
Yep.
But it was developed to support all the creators that came about like, I don't know, 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. We'll have to show that to her.
We'll get one.
Yeah.
For her.
And then I'll get with you and we'll send your mom some free stuff.
Cool. She'd love that. She'll support it all the time, I guarantee.
Right on. Right. We'll give her some koozies and everything.
Perfect.
What we need to do is get magnets. We have stickers.
That'd be cool.
T-shirts. And then we're going to do another batch of hats.
Okay. Perfect.
So, all right, man.
Make it happen, man.
Yeah. Well, you got a gig tonight.
I got a gig. I have a show. How about that?
Wow. You don't want to be talking to me. You got a show, man.
No, we hit the head at 7. So, I'm heading down to the Santan Valley, a little private event we're doing. So,
yeehaw.
Thank you so much for having me on. This has been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for chatting and supporting me. It's an honor. Thank you.
We'll see you out in the field here soon.
Can't wait. Cannot wait, brother.
Good luck tonight. Have a good one.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, folks, there you have it. Now, see, again, it was another great show. Jacob is just a super great guy. He's accomplished so much at his age that it's, you know, every time I've ever hung out and talked to him and everything, it's such a great conversation. And we wish the best for him. And Country Road is 100% behind this sort of thing. We are here to promote, local live country talent, and we want to see them just go all the way. And, you know, like you said, you know, he was talking about his influences, and one of which is like Eric Church. If you're not familiar with Jacob and you're just now, as of today, you know, like privy to him, check him out, because honestly and truthfully, you can totally see Eric Church as an influence in his art. I mean, you really can. So it's awesome. So anyway, that being said, folks, thanks for watching. Be sure to hit that like button, show us some love. The likes on Facebook and YouTube, that's what tells the algorithm that they can keep sharing our stuff, and we're not going to quit. We've been out here this for 3.5 years. We love it. We're staying. So anyhow, thank you all. Have a great one, and we'll see you this Monday with Ryan Bexley from Nashville, Tennessee. All right. Thank you.